Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, people? I'm glad you guys are here with me today here on Mad Dads Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Mad Dads. It's great to have you guys to tune in and listen in every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. I know some of you are at the desk and working and everything like that. We're going to get on the topic of talent and what do we use our talents for. So before I answer the caller that just called in, I just want people to understand that talents, most everybody have one, and we got to use our talents, people. I mean, like you said in the description here, what if Michael Jackson never used his talent? What if people out there who always been the greatest of something never used their talent? They would have never been the great or the first or the best at whatever it was that they did. So caller with the 0271 number, what is your talent? Caller? Caller with
hey,
the 366.
Hey,
how
you
doing?
Doing
good, sir. I'm doing good, sir. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, and I like the topic about what is your talent and what are you doing with your talent. So many people, Alex, are wasting their talents. So many people are not using their talents to do the thing that God put them on this planet to do. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate being able to say one thing, that I was one of those individuals. My name is VJ Smith. I'm the president and the founder of the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads. I feel honored to know that Alex and Gil are your co-hosts for this topic. I think one of the reasons why we don't use our talents, Alex, is because we get lost in the fact that some of us are a little greedy, some of us are a little selfish, and some of us are a little, even sometimes ignorant to the fact of why we're really here. Why did God place us here? And sometimes we ask God, why me? And it's not God, why me? It's God, yes, thank you, God, for making me who I am and putting things in before me and giving me skills that others don't have and the ability to do things that others can't do. We have to look at the things that we do, man, and they may not, you know, you may not never have 26-inch rims or 24-inch rims. You may never have a lot of gold and diamonds, but, man, just think about the abilities that you do have. I look at what God has blessed you, Alex, as a young man that's been through a lot as a young kid. But look at what you're doing with yourself now. You're not moaning and griping about how your childhood was devastating up until the age of 10 years old, about how much pain you were in and how much stress that you had. Matter of fact, we never hear you complain about how tough your childhood was. I hear you talking about what you're going to do for today, what you're going to do for tomorrow, and I get excited about that because you're being focused on what your goal is. Our goal here today is to encourage people today to, to remember why they're here on this planet, what God put them here for. He put you here for a very special reason, and that special reason is for you to be able to conquer your dreams before you die, for you to be able to, before you die, to be able to take your life to the next level, and then you can go in peace at the end of your life. You can go in peace saying, I did everything that I wanted to do within the realm of what God gave me the ability and the talents to do. I feel like I'm doing that right now. I feel like I'm in a position where God has given me that to do right now. And I feel like I got really great people around me to help make the vision and the dream come true. And I feel excited about that because I know so much of my life I was surrounded around negative folks that were trying to tear me down. A lot of you out there listening can feel the same thing. So stick into your dreams. Stick into your focus of your vision. Stand to what God has planned for you will help you get where you're trying to get. Alex, you know, I want to thank you once again. I can't thank you enough for your dedication to Blog Talk Radio. I get excited about on Tuesday, man, about 12:30. No matter what I'm doing, I feel the energy and I feel the love of being able to communicate and talk with others. So with that, I'll pass it on, brother.
All right. Well, thank you so much, sir. It's always a pleasure to have you call in and talk with us for a little bit. And you're absolutely right. You know, we definitely want to spread this energy around because I want to, Mad Dads want to encourage you, whoever's listening out there, we want to encourage you to use that voice. If you can sing, use it. Sing. If you can rap, use your voice. Use your words. Rap. If you're a poet, if you're a spoken word artist, use your words and captivate people with your words and your storytelling. You know, be everything that you can with your talents. We're gonna go in with the 2165 number. How's it going, sir? Caller with the 2165 number. This is Mad Dash Radio. Caller with the 2165 number. Okay, we might be having technical difficulties with the caller that might have just called in. Caller with the 2165 number, can you hear me?
Yeah, they probably can't hear you, Alex, or maybe they stepped away from the phone. That might be Gil on there. And Gil, are you on the line with us? He might not be on the line with us. Let's talk a little bit about some of your challenges and some of the what turned you around, Alex, from going to the negative to going to the positive. What was it in your life?
Well, it was more so about seeing the examples that was set in front of me. You know, a lot. It's rare to learn where there's nothing but failure that's surrounding you. Like my mom was she's a very strong figure in my life because she knew exactly what she wanted for our future, and she knew that Kankakee, Illinois wasn't going to provide it for her. So she moved us here in Minnesota. And she knew that we'd have a better future. And so she worked hard and, you know, did everything so she could provide for us and you know, just to get us off of that. So that, I've always been inspired by that, and I admire that because if it wasn't for that, then I wouldn't have the right kind of mindset that I have now because, you know, my dad, you know, he, you know, drinks a lot. He smokes weed and, you know, he gets high. He do all these things. And him raising me by himself, it wouldn't be too good for me. But being that my mom was strong-minded and strong-willed, she raised us and she taught us what not to do. And seeing the example that my father, my dad presented in front of us, it only motivated me even more to say, no, that's not who I want to be. Like, I want to be more than a to be doing little for, you know, to get nothing in return. I mean, doing a lot to get nothing in return. So I set out to be an entrepreneur. You know, I was born with a lot of talents, BJ, and the Lord blessed me with music being one of the main ones. And I hadn't discovered this talent. When I first did, I thought maybe I was going to be like a superstar maybe, or, you know, rap like 50 Cent or some stuff like that, or Eminem used to be a favorite of mine, and I used to listen to a lot of Mos Def and, you know, a lot of 5% type rap music, and I was one of those type of guys. But I had to change it around because I realized that when God gives you a gift, it's in its rare form. When you are a rapper, God gave you that gift, but it's in its rare form. A guy taught me one day that in Africa we have all the, you know, there's all the gold and there's all the silver and the platinum and everything. It's in Africa, the diamonds and everything. They're all in Africa and it's in its rare form. When you sell out the gold and the silver and stuff, that's when it gets polished and, but it's not in its rare form anymore, making it less valuable. So that's what people do with their talents. As a rapper, a lot of folks sell out and they make their talent less valuable because they sell out and they sound like the rest. So when you are a rapper, do it for the one who gave you that talent. You know what I mean? If God gave you that talent, do it for God. You know, don't sell out for the world, for Satan, for that matter. You know, don't sell out because then your raw form is not raw anymore. You know, you just sound like a typical or stereotypical rapper promoting the worldly focuses, you know, that the media would like to portray us in. So, you know, certainly if you are a rapper, make sure you keep it in a raw form. And, you know, it can only get better from that point on. You know, so, you know, I just like to, especially when I do my my youth group, I like to talk to the groups out there and, you know, tell the young guys out there to, you know, like, listen, there's no such thing as, you know, being a 50 Cent. 50 Cent can't be 50 Cent without being Curtis Jackson first. You know what I mean? So we have to be real with ourselves. You know, we have to be in our raw form. So any listeners out there that want to call and come on air, our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. Again, our call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. And I'm trying to get my coworker slash my co-host, Gil Baggett, on. And he came on here twice. I clicked on it. I didn't hear anything from him. VJ, you want to see if you can try to get Gil back on? VJ Smith. Okay. I don't know what's going on, but if any of you out there can hear me, if you guys are listening in, we are talking about talents and what are our talents for, and how can we use our talents in to the rawest form, to its prime, you know what I mean? So let's get into some calls if anybody can give us a call. But I was online earlier, and I was looking up young black talented people. I was looking that up, and I seen a conversation on here online, and I was wondering, they asked that are black people more talented than other races? I thought that was an interesting question. I wanted to hear what you guys think. And understand that this show here does not promote racism. So I don't want any, you know, extremists coming on there and you know, straight up Black Panther speech and on here. I don't need to do that. We don't need to talk about that. So if you guys want to call in and, you know, give us your 2 cents, chat it up with us, our number is 1-347-215-9262. VJ?
You want to try? Yeah, Alex, what's up?
Yes. Yes, is this VJ?
No, this is Gil.
Oh, how's it going, Gil?
Hey, how's it going? All right, bro. You know,
all right.
Yeah, I was out and about, and I just tuned in, but I got cut off. I don't know what happened, but I got cut off. So what is the topic of today?
We talked about our talents and what do we use our talents for. I see a number popping on here, and I was calling your name, sir. You didn't say anything, so I went ahead and cut off and had you try again so I can hear something. I couldn't hear you at all.
Yeah.
Yep. So we talking about talents and what do we use our talents for, and how can we use our talents for good? What are your talents, sir?
Yeah, I think my talent, man, is really, you know, my humility, man. You know, my ability to listen, you know, and to talk with people, you know, and seek a middle ground with them. You know, I think I have a talent for writing. That I can lay up here and actually visualize stuff and put it down on paper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And I think I use my talents, you know what I'm saying, to lay up here and promote, you know, the empowerment of African-American people. Or really, you know what I'm saying, you know, to essentialize what, you know, what their experiences are, you know, in everyday experiences. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Right.
Because a lot of people feel, you know, that in order for them to be, you know, important, that they got to be doing a whole lot of, you know, important stuff. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of high-profile stuff. And that's not
right.
It. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the little bitty things and stuff that we do in life and stuff that, you know, that are the most challenging, you know? So if you can lay up to, you know what I'm saying, and my gift is that I can let in, I can, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, have you ever been on a talk radio? All right. I'm going to get to you. Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I'm going to give Richard the number, right? This is another one of the rad dad volunteers. I'm going to give him the number, so I'm going to cut it off, you know what I'm saying, to get him to give him the number so he can call into the show, all right?
Right, right. All right, that's great. And if anybody else is listening online, make sure you call in at 1-347-215-9262. Again, the call-in number is 1-347-215-9262. All right? So, definitely, and you know, Gil mentioned that his humanity is his talent. And you know what? It is a talent, but that's more of a gift. And it's great to use our gifts. And when he's a mad dad, so he uses his gift definitely for good instead of for manipulation or anything that can cause him harm and other people's harm. He chose to be a real leader because he used his gift as something that gave him the gift for. You know, God wanted me to use my talent and my gift to get people to know him, You know, if I can perform a show, if I can perform a song and you hear my message, you know, loud and clear, rather, if you hear my message, you will know that I'm promoting the gospel. And you can hear it. So when you hear the songs and you like it and you love it, hopefully I can have somebody say, well, hey, this man obviously has a passion about his music. This man has something in his music. A lot of times, if you can turn on 96.9 for those in the Minneapolis area, if you turn on the radio and you hear half those songs that's on and it's self-glorification or it's foul music, is, you know, degrading women or degrading themselves and, you know, my swag this, my swag that, and self-glorification, all that stuff right there, you cannot feel the same kind of passion. A lot of times if you feel anything from a song, especially if it's violent, then that's that spirit of violence. We cannot feed into that kind of stuff. That's, you know, like somebody like Eminem. That's a person that's using his talents for bad because he can oftentimes have somebody listen
right.
in. They don't use it right. So they have folks follow behind them, and Eminem had a cult that was started because of his Slim Shady persona a couple of years ago. So we're going to get into another caller with a 2165 number. Caller, this is Mad Dads Radio. Who is this? Caller, this is Mad Dads Radio. Who is this? Caller with the 2165 number. This is Mad Dads Radio. Who's this? Okay. If you guys listen in, again, I want to hear from you guys. 1-347-215-9262. We're going to try this again. This is Mad Dads Radio. I'm your host, Brother Carson. Number with the 2165 number. Who's this? Hello? Number with the 2165 number. Who is this? Okay, we're going to go into another number. Number with the 7472 number, who is this? Hello, caller? With the 7472 number? Hello, caller with the 213 number? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you the 213 caller right here?
Yes.
All right, sir. What's your name?
Richard.
All right, Richard, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right, Brother Alex. How you doing? I might hang up. The phone might hang up on us. I don't have no bars on my phone, but just calling to check the show out, see how you guys doing. Okay.
You're doing great, sir. We're talking about talents and what do we use our talents for. So I want to hear from you. Sir, what kind of talent you have?
What kind of talent?
Yes, what is your talent?
I got a giving talent. I like to give with no returns. I think that's a talent.
Okay. Yeah, it is certainly. It is. It's certainly a talent. And you know what? That will also count for a gift, you know, because there's a lot of folks that would give and they would expect something in return. That's a loving gift right there. And that's certainly, it's good to know that you're using your talents for good, because only for good can you give and don't expect anything but maybe a smile in return, you know what I mean? And that it feels really good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
We want to definitely make sure we teach the youth out there that kind of gift, you know. We want to teach the youth, like, hey, it's great to give back. That's a talent that I think we all should have, certainly. I was telling everybody that my talent was music. And you know, I have to use my my talent, my ability that God gave me to get people to know Him, to find Him. And that's and with the talent of giving, with that kind of gift, when you give like that and you do it out of love, what you do is you plant and seed at the same time, because that person gets to say, wow, he gave me this, and he did it so caring, so loving, and he knows something that I want to know the same thing that I want to know what he knows. And that's how you get that person into Christ. So it's always good to have somebody to plant seeds. And Richard, I want to, you know, thank you for calling in on the show, and keep planting them seeds, brother.
Yes, sir. All right.
Definitely.
Thank you, Brother Allen.
All right. No problem at all. You have a great day. Call it with the 2165 number. Who's this?
That's me, Alex.
How's it going now?
All right. This is Brother Gil again.
All right.
Yeah.
I was telling Richard, who called in, he told me his talent was giving. And I said, you know what? My talent is music. And my music is to, you know, I'm using my music the way God intended me to, and that's to get people to know Him, get people to know the Lord. You know, I want people to hear my passion and hear my voice when they hear a song, and not just self-glorification. I can't get any kind of glory out of my words, because they're not even my words. So, you know, and what I mean by that is they're words of God, you know what I mean, that I can talk to my Father and get inspired and write those words down and preach the gospel with my music. That's the talent that God wanted me to have, and that's what He wanted me to use it for. And I was telling Richard, with the spirit of giving, with the talent of being able to give without expecting anything back, it's a gift that we all should have, because what they do is when somebody sees that you're able to give and caring and lovingly, it gets them to want to know God. It gets them to want to know what you know. You know what I mean? So it's a great thing to have that. So, Gil, I want to hear more of your thoughts about that, and I'm glad you're having people call in. We should definitely keep having you do that. Have one of those right in the moment type interviews like that, what I just had with Brother Richard.
Yeah, you know, like, Richard is a real caring brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, he came to the man's edge, you know what I'm saying? You know, he has a lot of mental, he has a lot of physical ailments and stuff. And he has, multiple cirrhosis and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But then still, you know, he wanted to give back to the community and stuff, you know?
Right.
And he had a disability and stuff, you know what I'm saying, a learning disability and stuff. And he thought that was going to hinder him from going out there on our research outings and stuff.
It does
take it away. You know what I'm saying? More matter of fact, it makes it more powerful. You know what I'm saying?
He's very powerful. And that's the thing, because not to cut you off, Gil. And that's the thing, because a lot of people, if, you know, like my dad never was a positive influence on me. But I can tell that he has real genuine love for me, and I could tell Richard has genuine love for he can love anybody, and it's not like he has to, you know, like he has problems like we all do, but it's not anything that will hinder him. Like I said, he's a perfect fit for being a Minneapolis Mad Dads because he knows what this business is about. I want to get into another caller, Gil. Caller with the 213 number, who's this?
Hello?
Caller with the 213 number, who's this?
How you doing, Alex? This is Richard again. I was listening in. I appreciate you. All right, man. I love you guys, man. I love you guys.
You know,
man.
We love you. We love you too, Richard. And, you know, we were talking about how we appreciate how that gift that you was talking about. We appreciate that because that's what Mad Dads is about. You know, all we do is give, and all we want to do is give and help and support people. And despite the problems that you have, it does not stop you. And Gil mentioned that only makes you more powerful.
Yes.
And that's what we are about. That's what a real talent is. That's what a Mad Dad is. And, you know, being part of this organization is a filtering problem. Right, Gil?
Amen. See, because, you know, like, we had to get back and focus up, I'm saying, stay in tune to the fact that, you know, like, a lot of people think that they don't have power, you know what I'm saying? But we all understand there's power in words, you know what I'm saying? It's power in the spoken word. So what you think might not be a talent. You might be able to walk with somebody and just help that person. But just by opening up your mouth and sharing your personal experience, your personal limitations with that person, you know what I'm saying? That's a talent, you know, that we all possess, that we all should use, because if we stay on a communicative level, we always open up our minds and expand our horizons, you know, socially, you know.
Right.
If people can understand and stuff, then there's not that much that divides us, you know what I'm saying? Our differences won't be that great. You know,
right.
So that's why, you know, I have so much respect for people like Richard, you know, that come out and stuff and saying, they say, well, hey, man, I want to live here and make a difference. I want to live here and I want to do something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to be a part of the problem. I don't want to be a one that just sits back and watches the things as it just goes on in our community and stuff. I want to have a voice, you know?
Right.
And in the process, you know what I'm saying, you're not only empowering yourself, you know what I'm saying? You are empowering all those that are just like you. You know what I'm saying? That was afraid to let them open up their mouth. You know what I'm saying? That were afraid to let them come to the forefront of this situation that we're facing every day in our community. You know?
Right.
So I think it's a very, you know, enriching program topic that we got today. You know, that folks would understand and stuff, you know what I'm saying? That you don't have to be no Picasso to let them pick up a couple of paints and brushes and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And then to erase some of that graffiti that's on our community, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. Definitely. You know, and I have a youth program. And it's called GRIP, and that's the Minneapolis program. It's called the Get Real Youth Project. And what we do at the Get Real Youth Project is we teach those kids how to be leaders in our community. And so one day we was talking about our talents and what we do with them, and somebody mentioned that they can sing, somebody mentioned that they can dance, and I'm like, well, wonderful, because we can do this. We can have a talent show. They wasn't expecting that. But now they're more excited for it because now they're excited to display what they can do. And many of them said that my mom doesn't even know I can sing or my people don't even know I know how to dance. And I'm like, well, great. Now we're going to have an opportunity to do it, you know what I mean, and display our talents. And you know what that does? It encourages that person. We have another caller with the 366 number. And this is BJ Smith. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing really wonderful. Matter of fact, I was just thinking about the talent that I had to lead. You know, when it comes to talent to lead, that takes a special gift, I believe, to be a leader. And I didn't really know I had that talent until I was in Oklahoma City, and there was a group of individuals that were really having a hard time with life. And I just began to work with them, and before I knew it, I was leading them into positivity and leading them into better lives. And I didn't know what that was called, but sometimes when you do what your spirit tells you to do, it tells you how to do it. So as far as me now taking back, when I look back in Oklahoma City and that time when I led a group of disfranchised individuals into work together as a community, I see now how that led me up to be the leader of the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads from following my spirit. So many times we don't follow our dreams. We got to follow our dreams, whatever they are. They may seem like so far away from you right now, but if you follow it, your gift and your talents will get you everywhere that you anticipate on being.
Definitely. That's absolutely true. The truth is it's because there's destiny, you know, behind what are your there's destiny behind every talent. And it's just a philosophy that I have, and so, you know, I definitely want to hear what you guys think about that. But it is definitely destiny behind every talent, because
every talent is born in a person. Every talent is given from God. You know what I mean? So that talent has a destiny behind it because God gave you that talent. So that means there's a reason why you have that talent. And that reason has to be, I don't think it's fun if God just told you what you're supposed to do with your talent. I think the fun part is discovering what you're supposed to do with your talent. Because right when you do it, that's when you understand your full potential about that. You know what I mean? So it seems like Richard, I don't know if Richard's still on, but Richard, if you're listening, please call back in. How you feel about that, that every talent has a destiny behind it?
I think we all bear witness to the fact that every talent, you know what I'm saying, has a destiny behind it. Because, like, you know, we have good mothers out there. We have good fathers out there. We have good teachers out there. You know what I'm saying? We have good ministers out here. You know what I'm saying? We got good firemen out here and stuff like that. All these things are talents because all these things have been cultivated within that person's spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And make it possible for the people to be able to do the things that they do. Because, one, they enjoy doing the things that they do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and by them enjoying it, you know what I'm saying, they do it to the best of their possible abilities and stuff. That's why, you know what I'm saying,
right,
we see so many people in our communities and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that feel a bit inadequate because a lot of times and stuff, you know what I'm saying, they take for granted the talent that they do have, you know, because it takes a challenge to be a good mother. It takes a talent
right
to get up every morning and prepare food and prepare your child hair, to prepare your child to get ready to go to school, to get on that school bus. You know what I'm saying? And then for you to just prepare yourself to let them go off and do your what you have to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
It takes talent, you know what I'm saying? It takes talent, man, saying, for a whole lot of things that people think that are insignificant that may appear to make our community a community. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If we left and we stop putting so much emphasis on the greatness of the talent, but just the talent itself, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a far greater thing, you know what I'm saying, to let people help bring about the reconstruction of our community. You know what I'm saying? Because,
right,
like, all of us have not got the talent to play basketball or be able to rap and that type of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But we do have the ability and stuff, you know what I'm saying, to be pillars in our community. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I do have the ability to fix a car. I do have the ability and stuff, you know what I'm saying, to live here and interact with young people. You know,
right,
be like DJ Smith. He has that natural inclination within his spirit, you know what I'm saying, to go out there, you know what I'm saying, and speak to people, you know what I'm saying, to speak life off into a whole lot of dreary situations and stuff, you know what I'm saying, that we face in our communities every day. It takes a special talent, it takes a special person to live in, to be able to do those things and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But that special person, you know what I'm saying, is no greater than me if all I can do is just take graffiti off some garages. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we're all part of one body, and we're all driven toward, you know what I'm saying, the completion of one goal in our community, and that's the enrichment, the empowerment, and empowerment of our community.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right. VJ, you still online with us?
Yeah, I'm still online, and Gil, thank you for what you said. I believe that there's some things that stop us from using our talents, and some of those things are some of the things that me and Gil and yourself have dealt with. And some of that, one of the main things that stop us from using our talents is fear. Fear that we're not going to be able to make it. Fear that somebody's going to put us down. Fear that we're going to discourage our community or discourage our family, that fear that we will, you know, make ourselves look like jerks because we don't know what we're doing, you know. And then the other thing that stops us from using our talents is the lack of the proper support, the lack
yes.
of individuals that really care for you. You'd
yes.
be amazed at how many people every day are looking for what they can get out of you and not for what they can bring out of you. See, there's a big difference
right.
from what I can get out of you and what I can bring out of you. And I'm always looking to see, what can I bring out of Alex? What can I bring out of Gil? What can I bring out of any of the volunteers that work with Mad Dad? And it's not
mm-hmm.
about what I can get out, because I believe if like Zig Ziglar says, if you help enough people succeed, you can never fail. See, I can't fail as long as I'm helping you and Gil and others that are part of our team succeed. I can't fail. There can't
yeah,
be any
right.
failure, you know. And all we will make mistakes and we will have faults. But I want people that are listening to know that fear is something that you have to get rid of. Get rid
right.
of your fear, and also get rid of your ability to feel like you can't do it. You know, build
right.
your self-esteem up. Your self-esteem
yeah.
is going to be important. What is a dream anyway? What is a dream? Is a dream something that is designed to come true? Well, it depends on what you're dreaming about. You know?
Exactly.
If you're dreaming about crackheads jumping over your head at 3 in the morning, that's not a dream. That's a nightmare. But if you're dreaming about actually seeing yourself get a degree, if you're dreaming about
right.
being the best chef you can be, if you're dreaming about getting yourself out of gang, you know,
right.
I believe that Gil had a dream, okay? I believe that Gil had a dream one day that he would not have to have a pistol anymore, that his family could see him and they would be proud to say, that's my brother, that's my son, that's my uncle. And I believe that that dream came true. Am I right, Gil?
Amen. That might be, Jay. That's one of my biggest dreams. I wanted my mother to be proud of me. I wanted my sister Jay to call me her brother and really mean it, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to live here and be there. And I started understanding what it means by standing in the gap and erasing some of those generational curses, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with a dream. And it starts with a dream, you know, once you live in, you surrender that dream up to God. The idol lay up here, the ones that put increases to everything, you know.
Right.
He's trying to put me off into the in the environment and the situation and stuff, and saying, well, I can lay up here and be nurtured, you know. Well, you know, because, like, we all know that things in life don't just, you know, it's not a Sears catalog. You just can't open it up and say, I wish I had this and I wish I had that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
God put different things, you know, different predicaments in our lives and stuff. He put people in our lives and stuff in order to lay up here to cultivate us, to nurture us, to teach us, you know what I'm saying, and to instruct us, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know what I'm saying, I have so much praise for VJ Smith, you know what I'm saying, you know, as a spiritual leader, you know, because,
right.
like, you know, like, he didn't just cater to my flesh, because he could have just went in his pocket and just gave me some money, you know what I'm saying, but
right.
he seen past that. He said, hey, listen, you don't need no money right now. You don't need no job right now. What you need right now is from this instruction. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he put me in these various classes and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and had me to confront the demons, you know what I'm saying, and the challenges and the, like he said, that fear. He challenged that fear. He challenged me to lay up here and face that fear and to come face to face with the, you know, with the reality of what that fear was doing to me, how it was hindering me. You know what I'm saying? So what he said about that fear, and, you know, like, taking our power away from us. You know what I'm saying? That's true.
Right.
That's so many kids, when we go off into those schools and stuff, those kids, all of them, they ready participants while we're inside the classroom. But once they get outside with their peers, with their friends, and with their neighborhoods and their buddies and stuff like that, there and stuff, then
right.
that fear of expectation of how they feel, a friend is going to see them, lays up here and paralyzes them, and it disempowers them and stuff, and because they become fearful. So once they
right.
taught me that my fears were nothing but a boo game, you know what I'm saying?
I was able to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and open up my heart, you know what I'm saying? I was able to open up my heart and expand my mental picture, you know, imagery, you know?
Right.
And a lot of demons that was inside of me, you know what I'm saying? The one thing, you know what I'm saying, that I was really, really thankful for Mad Dad was that they allowed me to cry. They allowed
right.
me to understand the stuff, you know what I'm saying, just how insignificant my personal problems are compared to
right.
what needs to be done in our community. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because a lot of times, you know, when you're a part of the problem, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't have the strength that it takes to be a part of the solution. And with Jay's help, you know what I'm saying, I was able to understand not only what part I played, you know what I'm saying,
right.
but what was more important, what part I'm playing now.
Right, right. And you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. That
Mad Dad's helped you cry, because it's a great feeling to rediscover that you are still human. You know what I mean?
Amen. That's the truth.
It's a great feeling because after feeling like a monster for so many years, I can imagine how that liberation felt for you when you first had cried. You know what I mean? So. I can imagine that. I can imagine that.
Well, you know what?
Like, yes, go ahead.
Alex?
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to say that there's somebody listening right now that will be listening later that will say, man, I chased my dream and
mm-hmm.
it never happened. But
right.
a lot of times when you chase a dream, sometimes you're chasing the wrong dream. You may
yeah.
think that you want to be the greatest dope dealer of all time. You may think that you're going to be the greatest rapper or greatest singer, or you may think, but then God may be saying, but your talents are somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Your gifts are somewhere else. I can guarantee
right.
you, if you'd have told Gil 5 years ago that he would be out on the street talking to his peers about getting involved and getting them going to treatment and getting their lives
uh-huh.
together, he'd have told you, man, you must be out your mind. I'm not,
right.
that's not my dream. I'm not looking for that kind of dream, because he wasn't looking for that kind of dream. But, you know,
right.
but, see, sometimes your dream ain't what you want, it's what God wants. And when
right.
God gets usually what he wants. I don't care what
right.
you do, he gets exactly what he wants from you. You know, and here's something I know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read this. It says, I'm being chased. Chase dreams
uh-huh.
are one of several common dream themes stemming from feelings of anxiety in your waking life. You flee and you flight in an instinctive response to a physical threat in the environment. In such dreams, the scenario often features you being pursued by an attacker, an animal, a monster, unknown figure who wants to hurt or possibly kill you. And consequently, you run and you hide and you try to outwit your pursuer. And your actions in the dream parallel how would have you respond to pressure and cope with your fears and your stresses and your various situations in your waking life. And instead of confronting the situation, your dream indicates that you have a tendency to run away and avoid the issue. And that's important to know, because we were talking in a support in our staff meeting, and Gil had talked about all the things that are happening good for him in his life. None of the
mm-hmm.
cats on the block, none of them cats on the block care about what's going on good for Gil. None of them old gang members that used to be with Gil care about that. None of those people care about that, because all they want him is to go back to what he was doing. That's what they care about,
right.
because they want him to chase that false dream. But he woke up. See, he woke
right.
up and realized, man, that was a dream. Let me pinch me.
Right.
I'm happy. I'm happy with $20 in my pocket, but I got something that
right.
I'm saving a kid's life. I kept a kid
right,
from
right.
going to the gang. Instead of encouraging him to go to the gang, I kept him out. That's a
right.
joy when you chase your dreams. And so many of us feel pressured to not follow our dreams. And Gil, I want you to speak to that a little bit, because I think it's important. Maybe we can help somebody before they get as old as us to see that sometimes you're chasing a nightmare. Can you speak to that, Gil?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? That's 100% correct in what you just said. No, that's one of the biggest biggest things in my life right now is to live here and just speak some form of strength to some kids to let them understand that, you know, being 17 and being 50 is not a huge jump. Not when you see up on locked in on dumb, you know. And when you keep on continually making wrong decisions, you're going to keep on consistently getting wrong results. And if you keep on doing that long enough, that any dream that you have inside you will die. And that's what a lot of these kids are. You know, a lot of these kids are visually dead because they don't have that inspiration within their lives to let them see past their lives, you know. Because if you don't get off the block, you'll never understand that the block has nothing for you. You'll never understand there's so much things on the other side of the track, you know what I'm saying, that is good for you, you know what I'm saying, that is right for you, and it's productive enough for you to change your life. And that's why I was stuck in a year, you know what I'm saying? Like people say, well, how can you be in the game for 40 years? It's easy. You know what I'm saying? When you be stuck on stupid, locked on dumb, it's easy to let people stand and be caught up in a situation and stuff that you don't see no windows out of. Because if you're in darkness, you know, there's no light there because you're around a lot of misinformed people that's giving you a lot of misinformed information. And when those
that's
people
right.
give you that misinformed information, you're making a lot of bad decisions. You know what I'm saying? And those people giving you that bad information and stuff, and they're going to keep you in a situation, in that situational environment where they're going to let you perpetuate that wrongness. You know what I'm saying? A dope dealer is not going to let you and tell you the consequences of your actions. He's not going to tell you that you're going to let you and go to jail. He's not going to tell you that you eventually might lose your life. He's not going to tell you that you might one day become strung out on the same substance that you're selling. He's not going to tell you that. Because if he's telling you that, he's bringing light inside of your situation that's going to bring about, you know what I'm saying, your eyes being open. So he's not going to do that. So what he's going to do is he's going to give you bad information, you know what I'm saying, and he's going to keep you in a bad environment so that you can cultivate your ideas out of that dark. You see what I'm saying? So you'd never do anything good for your life. I was caught up in that thing for 40 years. You know what I'm saying? So until I was in a position to change my life, until I accepted Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, and I stepped away from that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I yield to the fact that, hey, that I need some help. I want some assistance. You know what I'm saying? That's when the Lord entered my life. He started putting me in the situation. He started putting people in my life. He started putting seeds that started to develop inside of me that propelled me toward people like the man there.
And you know what? It's absolutely true. As soon as you ask for help, he's right there. You know,
he's right there.
Arms wide open. He's right there, and he's been there.
When you, Alex, but when you ask for, when you ask for genuine, when you ask for a genuine, because a lot of times we ask for from bullets flying over our heads when we land in those prison cells and stuff like that.
Right,
you know,
right.
And we later being blowed, we been blowed our rent money and our food money and stuff like that. Then we cry the little pot full of tears. You know what I'm saying? God ain't listening to none of that.
Right.
You know, I want to talk, and I want to thank you, Gil, Alex. I want to talk a little bit about personal goal setting, because I believe you can find direction and live life your way and the way God expects you to. So if you set some goals, see, goal setting is a powerful process for thinking about your ideals for the future and for motivating yourself to turn this vision of the future into a reality. The only way you can turn the vision of the future into a reality is you have to set some goals. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the goal that you set, Alex, when you performed at IU Rock the other day. You set a goal. You practiced it. And then when you was trying to perform, you were ready. The goal that Gil is setting to become a husband, he has had to set a goal for that and practice on how to do that, and he's still learning. And that those things, you have, see, the process of setting goals helps you to choose where you want to go in life by knowing precisely what you want to achieve. And sometimes people don't know precisely what they want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
You ask people, hey, what you up to, man? Man, I don't know. What you doing? But, you know, in other words, have you got a goal? How many times when we were on the streets or on the block, we had, what y'all up to, man? Well, hey, if you got to go, I'm busy. Yeah, I can't be with whatever you're doing. I got to do what I got to do. So you know where you have to concentrate your efforts. See, when you're on the street, you concentrate your efforts on what they call the come up. You know, I'm trying to get a come up, man. Hey, man, I'm on a mission. In other words, you really ain't doing nothing. You really got no mission. But the mission is whatever happens. If I see an open purse, if I see an open bag, somebody leaves something in the backseat of their car, if I see somebody got more 20s than they should have, and I know I can tap them in the head and get it, I'm on a mission. See, a mission is totally different from concentrating your efforts. See, and you quickly also spot the distractions that would otherwise lure you from your car. See, distractions are what happened on the street. Distractions is what happened to Gil. Distractions is what happened to all the brothers that went to prison. They were distractions, but they thought they were on a mission, but they were distractions that stopped them from reaching and setting their goals. Don't be distracted, y'all. Let your personal goals be your personal goals. Stick to them and know your direction in life.
Definitely, you know, because just like what you said, when I performed, that song, I wrote that song about, let's say, about a year ago. And when I wrote that song, I was going through a lot of heavy stuff. And I wasn't even, I haven't even accepted Christ yet. But I wrote that song, and it was still gospel because I talked about crying out to the Lord. And that song is very passionate, the one I performed at the UROP. It's a very passionate song, and it has a very deep message to it. Basically, it's called Revolution. Basically, it was talking about our community. We have to change something, and this is what I'm going through. I have to change myself so we can help change, you know, the community together. So I remember performing that song at the Treehouse, which is a Christian-based organization for at youth, at-risk teens and stuff. I used to be a part of the Treehouse. And, you know, I went voluntarily. You know, it's no, you know, no STS thing. I went voluntarily, and I performed that song. And so many people could relate with that song. I can remember seeing a bunch of guys I knew with tears in their eyes. I can imagine everybody in the beginning moving and bouncing their, you know, their hand back and forth to the music, and then stopping and actually listening to the lyrics and being and listening and be deeply intrigued. You can tell by just looking in their face. I can remember seeing that because here I am writing a song, and I'm writing it to speak on somebody's voice, speak on somebody's situation, their troubles, and because we all go through, you know, problems in our lives, you know. And so for me, using the talent that I was supposed to be using, my talent, the way God wanted me to use it, I was able to touch souls, and most of those people, they know God because of, you know, a song like that. And, you know, I still stay connected with a lot of those friends from back then, and, you know, some of them came back in my life, and now they're, you know, I'm having an opportunity to preach the gospel to them, you know what I mean? And I can remember hearing stories about, you know, how that song affected them before, and, oh, remember when you performed that, and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I'm making sure I'm going to keep that song alive and keep performing it so those who are rappers, they can be inspired and use their talents to where, you know, God wanted them to use it. So we have 6 minutes left. I definitely want to get last words, and then we're going to pray out. So, Gil, what was your lasting words about talents and how we should be using them?
Well, you know, like, we have in the Mad Dads, we have a session, and we call it a topic in our session. You know what I'm saying? It says talented people, you know. And, and that means, you know what I'm saying, is that, you know, just because you are talented, that ain't enough. You know what I'm saying?
There's
something more that's required for you to lay up here and get it out. You know what I'm saying? To have an idea, lay up here and to visualize that idea, and then factualize that idea, and then practicalize that idea. You know what I'm saying? And then give that idea substance, some body, to something somebody else can lay up here. Upon that talent that you have and build on their vibe. Like we just said, you know, about what is it about us that was in that we have
that we can live in, use that talent to bring out the talent in somebody else. That's the real challenge here, you know? So,
right.
If I was leaving you with anything and stuff this week, is that for everybody to understand stuff and then it, that, you know, you have to stop comparing your talent to everybody else's talent. Because we are all a part of one body here. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
the,
right.
No bigger than the brain. You know what I'm saying? The arm is no greater than the leg. You know what I'm saying? So that
right.
All other blood vessels that may appear can create this magnificent thing that we have that we call a body and stuff, saying it's all intricate involved and intricately connected. You know what I'm saying? To bring about one function, you know? So
right.
It takes
right.
A whole lot of things, man, to make one finger move or make your eye wink. You know what I'm saying? So it's going
right,
to take
right.
A whole lot of different diversity. You know what I'm saying? And different challenges and different all types of stuff, man, to play up here and make up, make our community better.
Absolutely. And VJ, your last words?
Yeah, one of the things I'd like to say is that Spencer Holland said this. What the small boy needs to know is that there are men in this world who are like him, black men, African-American men, who read and write and find the whole process of academics something valuable. The epidemic of academic failure in the African-American male population is not going to stop unless we, African-American men, begin to do the job that we need to, must do, have to do. There's just no way around it. We have to take our baby boys and show them that education is the key. I get real joy out of watching Gil write reports, and he's such a great writer. He knows how to tell a story. I enjoy that. I enjoy him watching. I enjoy watching him do that and knowing that he enjoys it himself and telling that story. And I'll be even excited when he writes his book because I know that he's got a story to tell. I'm glad that he's free from prison. And, Alex, I'm glad you're free from your illnesses that bonded you. And I thank God for allowing me to be free from all the things that were hurting me and trying to kill me.
Amen.
And so if Gil, if Alex, and if VJ can do it, there's no way that you can't do it. I'm just saying right now, between us three, we've had enough grief and trauma that we should be dead by now, that we should have given up, that we should not care about the world, that we should be like some of the rest of the bums on the street and the crackheads on the street and the alcoholics and the heroin addicts on the streets. But we found that little bitty speck, that mustard seed of faith that give us the strength and show us that, Lord, you are determined to have us be the chosen ones. And you're the chosen one, too. If you're listening, you've been chosen. Follow into your goals. Follow into your talents. Follow into your dreams and be all that you can be.
Definitely, definitely, Gil, I want you to pray out for us. If you guys like what you hear, make sure you tune in next Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. We are here every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Those are in Minneapolis, those in the Midwest who are listening. Make sure you listen in every Tuesday, 1 o'clock p.m. on Blog Talk Radio /Mad Dad. Gil, pray us out for us.
Father God, we just wanted to thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God, with all the strength, Father God, that you have given us to carry out your will, Father God. Father God, we ask you today to touch the heart of one of our listeners today, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to go throughout our community, Father God, and establish a way of protection, Father God, for our children, Father God, for our women, Father God, for our families, Father God. We ask you to lay up here, touch the heart of the school teachers, Father God, my public officials today, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to continue to enrich us, Father God. Continue to give us the power and the perseverance, Father God, to do the work that you have us to do in our community, Father God. And we ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know you guys heard our cue, so we are queuing out. Again, I'm your host, Brother Carson. That was my co-host, Gil Baggett. And the president and founder of the Minneapolis chapters of the Mad Dads, DJ Smith.
Thank you, Gil. Appreciate it, man.
We love you all. We appreciate you guys coming in with us. And I hope you guys come back next Tuesday, 1 o'clock.
Well, let us know, Grammys, that we have a meet tonight at 5 o'clock from 5 to 7.
Meeting tonight at 5 o'clock for those in the Minneapolis area. So hopefully we see you guys tonight. Thank you and God bless. Bye-bye.
Oh.